listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This is Lee Maribaugh filling in for Griff. Griff should be running into the studio, or rather, maybe limping into the studio any minute now. This open phone segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Now it's time for our research report with Matt Broussard, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Matt.
2 years ago, collectible card game publisher Wizards of the Coast announced that they were revitalizing the classic role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons. In the hands of the creators of the popular card game Magic the Gathering, a new generation of fans is about to join the already sizable D&D fan base. Recently, Wizards of the Coast posted previews of the new branding and release dates for the initial wave of products. Why does this matter to eBay? Even without any new products on the market, eBay shoppers spent over $2 million on Dungeons & Dragons listings in the last year. So sellers should be on the lookout for both new and old D&D products this summer. New starter sets will be available mid-July. This is Matt Broussard reporting from Terapeak. Now back to Just Lee.
Just Lee, lonely gal this morning. Hey, Matt, are you getting ready for Vegas? Are you packed already? What's going
on? I'm very excited. Yes, I'm busy packing, and I can't wait to see you guys.
You got socks ready, and you've got your bow ties and your...
Only the best, yes. Lots of color, lots of patterns.
Oh, I hope so, because we do look forward to that. You know, it's become a tradition now to have Matt there. And when you see, he dresses so spiffy. I don't know what other word to use. It's just spiff.
Well, and you guys are my favorite part about visiting Vegas.
Well, we have a good time. We do. Remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and I am taking your calls. 888-RADIO-30. Betsy's on with me. So, Betsy, we're still accepting standbys. This is so cute.
Yes, we are. In fact, I just had another person accept this morning off the standby list, and last night I had one drop out, so we've managed to fill the spot already.
And we've got a couple more.
We do have a couple more, and I think that, you know, if someone signs up now, they will be sure to get into the event, and they'll be very glad that they did.
So what's happening, basically, is that several weeks ago, of course, the standby list went really fast. You know, people would, you know, go off the regular list, and then we'd bring somebody from the standby list. But now, the people on the standby list, when you go down, some of them, it's too late for them, right? And they just can't make arrangements.
Yes, exactly. So I'm having a few turndowns, and they say, oh, I can't make it after all. But then the other ones I'm meeting are like, yes, yes, let me get there. So they've been making their plane reservations and packing themselves up, and they're ready to go.
So we're about at 290 now. So we've got maybe 7 or 8, like this morning, right now, that you could get if you went to ervegasstandby.com, possibly. So, you know, but it's been kind of cute. We wanted to keep it between 290 and 300 anyway, because, you know, if we go over 300, we're in trouble with the fire department.
And we don't want that.
No, we do not want that. So you want to talk a little bit about our featured speakers? By the way, we're taking calls at 888-RADIO-30. If you want to talk to just me and Betsy without Griffola. Griff should be here any moment, I think. 888-RADIO-30. You're getting ready for the eBay Radio Party. You have any tips for Vegas? You've certainly been there enough. Give us a call. 888-RADIO-30. So, Betsy, so tell us about the lineup.
Well, we start off on Marketing Day with Chris Taylor, who is a brilliant marketing consultant, and he's going to talk about creating a marketing plan for your business on eBay and measuring the results. And we'll have a networking break followed by Lisa Satora, who is going to talk about visual content velocity, how to stay 3 steps ahead of the competition with visual content marketing. Followed by Victoria Tregard, CMO of Cabbage. She's going to talk about making your marketing dollars work for you. Then we have a live radio broadcast, without which no eBay Radio Party and Conference would be complete. Followed by Matt Broussard from Terapeak. He's going to talk about 3 things research can tell you about your audience. how to market to them. And then we have Christopher Matthew Spencer. He's going to talk about marketing your eBay consignment business. And we wrap up the day with the very dynamic and passionate Kat Simpson, who is going to give us top 10 timely tips for marketing your eBay store. And she's going to be a dynamite end to the day, so I definitely advise everyone not to miss that. And then that night, of course, you and Griff, I've heard a rumor you'll be hanging out at the casino bar. Is that true?
Yeah, we're just going to be hanging out at the bar from 8 to 10 p.m.
Well, I'll be dropping by to say hi, and I hope some other people will, too.
So we've got so many exciting things happening. So what's going on Wednesday? That's Tuesday. That's just one day.
Now, on Wednesday, you want to be sure to get there at 9 a.m. sharp for the presentation of the mascot, Virginia the Flamingo, who will be joining us again this year. And after she has been presented and welcomed, and we've all welcomed everyone, we'll have Marcia Collier, who's going to talk about beating the odds with social selling. And anyone who knows Marcia knows she's the best-selling author of the eBay for Dummies books. She's a top 20 women in social media influencer. She's one of the marketing minds to follow on Twitter, named by Forbes magazine. She is a brilliant woman and has a fascinating presentation for us. And after that, we're going to go a little bit lighthearted with Lynn Drolley, The Price is Right, eBay Style. And Lynn Drolley, of course, is the queen of auctions. And then after that, we have Griff with his digital photography workshop. And he is bringing an entire photo studio that attendees can use throughout the event to take pictures of items to practice their photography skills. It's going to be fantastic. It'll be set up throughout the event.
My God. So what about the fun part? All that we've said is fun for eBay sellers, but in between, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, we've got networking breaks. We'll have prizes for the furthest away, for the first person to register. On Thursday, we'll have a best eBay outfits contest. You could either dress in your best eBay finery, you know, eBay colors or eBay branded apparel, or you could dress in our theme of going global. And we'll have the Cabbage Cash or Crash 500, a very popular paper airplane race with cash prizes. That'll be on Wednesday. And we also have our networking lunches, which are a lot of fun. You can sign up to go to a Dutch Treat lunch with a speaker or sponsor of your choice. And attendees just have loved that in previous years. You get some one-on-one time with your e-commerce hero. So those are very, very fun.
So, Betsy, you want to stay on with me to take some calls?
Sure, absolutely.
And there's some people you know.
I see that.
Sandy in Alameda, California, known on eBay as Social Sandy. Hey, Sandy, what's your question or comment, and are you packed?
Hi, you know, packing is a really loaded word with me right now since I'm about to move 2,500 miles.
I forgot.
But I'm so excited to come to Las Vegas in the midst of all the packing. I get to leave it to my husband for almost a week.
Hey, it'll be good for him. It builds character.
Yes,
it does. Right?
Yes.
I'm so excited. I have been mentally packing. Like, what am I winging? What am I going to wear? What am I going to pack? But I haven't started yet.
Well, we're happy. I'm glad you called because I wanted to talk about the mentor situation.
Cool.
This is the first time we've ever done what we're calling Mentor's Corner. And we have invited several of the top eBay mentors in the world to be in our Mentor's Corner. And we have chosen Cindy Shebley, Sally Milo, Cindy Sorley, Danny Ackerman, Sharon Ware, CJ Jacinto, Stephanie Inge, and Sandy Garcia. And we want to thank you for joining us for that and for adding so much to our event this year. We think it's going to be terrific.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me to be a mentor. The list of names you just read off, I respect those people so much. They're all incredibly smart, and just being in the same category of them, that's special for me. So thank you for that. But
well,
what I can do, you deserve to be there.
What
I wanted to tell folks is that, you know, my specialty is helping with learning social media marketing and search engine optimization, which is part of social media marketing. So if anybody has questions about that, how to get started, what am I doing wrong, come find me. I'll be there.
And we're going to be making announcements throughout the 3 days also.
Great.
Sandy, that you guys are going to have, don't they have different color badges, Betsy?
Yes, mentors will all have blue badges that say mentor on them.
Okay.
You can recognize them instantly.
And we're going to be introducing you from the audience each day.
Wonderful.
So, you know, people will know you and will be able to seek you out. And, of course, you'll be seeking out people as well. But the mentors are there to help you with little questions and stuff. And we would hope that you would develop relationships with some of these mentors for after the event.
Oh, that would be great.
Because these are the people, Sandy and all the rest of the people I named, Cindy and Sally and the other Cindy, there's two Cindys, Danny, Sharon Ware, CJ Jacinto, and Stephanie. These are all people who know what they're doing when it comes to online sales and selling on eBay. And that's why we have them there. Sandy, thank you so much for your call today. Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. Thanks for having me on.
Can't wait to see you. Bye-bye, honey. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And Debbie in Vacaville, California, known on eBay as The Book Kiosk. Hey, Debbie, what's your question or comment?
Hi, ladies. I just wanted to call in and encourage people like me that are rather shy. The first year I went to eBay Radio, I did not attend the meet and greet with you and Griff because I was terrified. I didn't know anybody, so I stayed with my family. But now I've been to every single one, and I just want to tell those people that are kind of shy, you know, come and have fun. And we are all very nice, and look for me. I will take you around and introduce you to people. And, you know, just put on your big girl, big boy pants and come out and have fun with us.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, Debbie. So the first time you came, you were too shy to join us.
Oh, yeah. Even the second year, just because I kind of knew people, then I was a little more comfortable. But it's intimidating. And what if we only had, like, 75 people back then? Now it's even bigger. And in the years, each year I'd meet people that I can tell they're a little on the shy side. So I'll go up and talk with them. And, you know, by the time the third day comes around, we're all best friends anyway.
I love it.
Start off the first night with us.
Debbie, thank you. That is such a good idea. Join us in the bar. Thank you, Debbie. We'll be right back. This open phone segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 265.
There are many ways of promoting yourself and your eBay business online and off. Stephanie Ng is an eBay education specialist and is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Steph in Texas. Her tip, claim your virtual real estate.
Whether you own a brick-and-mortar store or a virtual store on eBay or any other site, go to Google Plus Local and type in the name of your business and see if it appears. And if so, claim it. You'll have to prove that you actually own that business. And then when someone goes to Google Maps, if they were anywhere near my neighborhood, it would show Steph in Texas.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio Open Phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Hobble to the phone and dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630, 888-723-4630. We're waiting for Griff. He should be here momentarily. You know, we've updated the eBay radio player with a Contact Us link, and if you can't call in for whatever reason, now you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click that Contact Us on the eBay radio player. It's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. You can fill out the web form and hit the Submit button, and we can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we'll certainly do our best. Hey, Betsy, are you on the chat board right now?
I am on the chat board at Other Radio.
Okay. Multitasking.
Yes.
So here's the deal. There's someone on the chat board, and I'm not going to bring up names or anything because I adore this person. But the person is asking, are we allowed to ask, you know, serious questions regarding...
Oh, yes.
You know, okay. I'd like to say something, and Griff is not here right now, so I can kind of say what I want to say. Ha ha.
Go for it, Lee.
So here we go. Okay. eBay radio is supposed to be the solution to your challenges. Not a place to bitch and complain about challenges that nobody can do anything about. That's A. But B, Lee Mirabal, me, myself, I used to be known on the radio as your friendly next door neighbor. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I happen to know what you go through and how you feel when your sales are low. I do. I know what it feels like. Any business owner knows that feeling. It's horrible. And you tend sometimes, especially when you're a newbie at it, you tend to blame everybody and everything for it. I am not saying that eBay is never at fault, that all of their policies for sellers that I find perfect and wonderful. Griff doesn't either. There are a few things Griff likes to see changed, and as a matter of fact, I've seen Griff get some things changed at eBay through the years, many things. But,
yes, he has.
But on eBay radio, you know, calling in just to bitch and complain is one thing, but if you would verbalize it in a different way, like, gee, you know, Griff, my sales are down the last 3 months. Could it be that eBay changed such and such a thing? Is that what's doing it? Or do you have any ideas for me? Maybe that would be a nice way to come in to the eBay radio show and ask a question. So you get my drift, Betsy? I mean, there's a way to get it across. There's a way to get your frustrations out there. But you've got...
We're here to answer the serious questions and to deal with serious concerns, and it's important to remember that we have to be constructive about it and productive and, you know, not waste our time in negativity and drowning in that and, you know, letting other people drag us down into negativity.
But look at it as what
can I do that is going to be good for my business, and how can I deal with this challenge?
And someone who deals with challenges very well, Sharon Ware, known on eBay as Dandy Rubber Stamps and Crafts. Sharon, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee and Betsy, how are you guys today?
We're good. We've taken over the show.
I hear. Well, I am, John and I are on our way. We are in between Louisville, Kentucky and St. Louis, Missouri. We're headed that way, making a long trip of it.
Gosh, you're going to pass the eBay Fulfillment Center on your way through Louisville, right?
We could. Yeah, we certainly could.
So when will you be in Vegas?
We are checking into the hotel on Sunday, but we'll probably be in the area, probably, I would imagine, by Friday. We're just taking our time and taking frequent breaks, you know, getting out and walking around and maybe doing some product sourcing.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you product sourcing on the trip? Of course you are.
We always do that. Yep, we sure do.
So do you look for estate sales, garage sales, antique stores? What do you look for when you're traveling?
No, we don't do used. We always do new. So we do a little bit of retail arbitrage and just looking for new products all the time. And we try to find, you know, one or two new products every time we go out and product source. So you never know what you're going to find, honestly, never.
Well, no. you don't know. You don't have to tell us the secrets, but did you find anything yet this trip?
No, we haven't yet this trip. We just started this morning, so we're on the road right now.
How many miles from your house to Las Vegas?
How many miles, John, from our house to Las Vegas? He doesn't know.
You don't know. Okay.
We just take it a day at a time.
And what state are you coming from, Sharon?
Kentucky.
So Sharon can drive all the way from Kentucky to Las Vegas to be at our event. Come on, people. The rest That's of you right. shouldn't be complaining if you have to come a long way, right?
Absolutely.
And Lee, you need to ask Sharon the really important question. You know, she's bringing something rather special from Kentucky for the goodie bags. You need to ask her how the chocolate is holding up.
Oh, how are you keeping the chocolate from melting?
We have it in the car, which is air-conditioned, of course. And we will be taking it in the room every night with us in air conditioning. So we are taking very special care of this chocolate, let me tell you.
You're going to love it. If you're listening to this and you're going to be in Vegas with us, you're going to love the chocolate. If you aren't coming to Vegas, you're going to miss the chocolate. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. You'll be sorry.
So, Sharon, so you guys sell new things only on eBay, right?
Right.
We'd like to talk to you about that sometime, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate hearing from you, Sharon. This open phone segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Stay with us. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food
Here's
for Thought.
A smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When you're shipping something fragile like cookies or other edible treats, here's a way to ensure that more than just the crumbs arrive. Place the baked goods in a sturdy container using wax paper to separate layers and fill in any spaces. Place that container in a sturdy corrugated cardboard box that's just a little bigger than your container, allowing for bubble wrap or other packaging materials to cushion the container tightly in place. Shake the box gently. If you can feel or hear any movement, add more cushioning. Then seal the box with heavy-duty packing tape, and you're ready to ship. Use your online postage provider to select the shipping method that will get them there soonest so they're still fresh upon arrival.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.